Hello, I'm Stephanie Branco. I'm the Program Plan Director of Program Planning and Evaluation for the National Association of Local Boards of Health. I'm happy to be here today talking with you a little bit about public health's role in collaborating for community health assessment. And most of my talk actually today is going to be about work that I did really at the beginning of my career. I was fortunate to be able to conduct a community health assessment in Northwest Ohio, where I was born, raised, and continue to be able to participate in public health, and am very pleased to be able to work for a national organization that is located in Northwest Ohio. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my project and my process, and also I would be remiss if I didn't interject a little bit about Boards of Health and how we at the national organization are supporting Boards of Health in the role of ensuring community health assessment in local communities. This is just my faculty disclosure. I wasn't sure if it was necessary for today, but just to let you know, I also won't be having any financial relationships with Peppers, other than to, obviously that was in my bio, but I don't have any samples with me. But come to the National Association's, our National Association's meeting in Atlanta, and I promise there will be Peppers. We've been required to bring them, and we're driving, so it won't be a problem. But so the objectives of today, I'd like to talk a little bit about describing public health's role in the process, identifying some key components that I found and we found through our process of doing community health assessment, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the importance of stakeholders and involving them in the community health assessment process. What we found was when we did community health assessment, three keys to success, and I really believe this, is that the process should be collaborative, data-driven, and community-sensitive, and I'm going to touch on each of these areas in my talk today and talk to you about how I feel that these are very important aspects of conducting a community health assessment. So when you look at the core functions of public health, which are assessment, assurance, and policy development, here's where I'm going to interject the Board of Health part. Board of Health are charged with ensuring that these processes are happening in their community. So we were fortunate in Sandusky County, which is where I lived in Northwest Ohio, to have a very engaged and active board who did take this responsibility very seriously. And I think that especially in today's community, as we're getting this opportunity to partner with hospitals and other organizations, that it's a really opportunity for the public health community to step up and take leadership in this. And I think the Board of Health is very important in this role, and I think that encouraging them, this is part of what we're doing at the national level, is encouraging them to really step up and help this process, move it forward. And one of the things that they can do, and this is, you know, again, thinking about how sort of the board-to-board relationships, which we often don't think about, but I think this is an opportunity for boards to be able to reach out to others on hospital boards, for example, or other boards in the community. Maybe it's your federally qualified health center board. And we did have a lot of great participation of those boards in our community when we did the community health assessment. I think this is just a really great opportunity for boards to step up to the plate and help, along with their health commissioners and other health department staff, to really move forward community health assessment. So in general, public health's role is, and again, this is the opportunity for us to step up to the plate, to really facilitate those partnerships. And as I mentioned, you know, part of this can be utilizing your board. At the local public health level, we know what's going on in our community. We have a good sense of who's out there and what kind of issues they are. We often have other community task force we serve on, so we can certainly reach out to law enforcement, education, other social service agencies to help really facilitate partnerships. And coordinating data collection analysis. This is part of our public health resources. We certainly, when we conducted our assessment, we looked to state health department and other public health agencies who had data, who had expertise. We certainly have lots of data information coming from CDC, and we're in a position to be able to access that data. And I was at a presentation yesterday, and they were mentioning how they were changing some of their health department staff, and they had put some health planners on board and some epidemiologists. And I think this is, as we're starting to see a little bit of trend towards that, these are the folks that can really help right there at your local health department. And I came from a fairly rural health department, so this was me. I was brought in to do this specific data collection and analysis, and luckily I had, you know, just received my master's in science and education in public health. I have a slightly different type of MPH. I graduated from the University of Toledo. So I was fortunate to be able to work in my local community and be able to bring that aspect to our health department, which was really rather cutting edge when we did that. But I think we're seeing more and more of this and a lot of interest in this area. And again, public health has the resources to take the lead on this. And then convening community stakeholders. And again, I mean, that comes back to, at least in our community, public health was seen as the more of the neutral ground. And our community had a couple different hospitals, and literally I remember as it went, the first meeting, which was actually prior to me starting, there was a consortium that was formed. And our local health department helped facilitate that, and it was literally getting two hospitals on two ends of the county to kind of come together in the center and meet on more neutral territory to be able to start the process of talking about it. So not only is it just reaching out to the hospitals, but also maybe being able to facilitate if you have hospitals in your community that maybe haven't connected or collaborated as much. It's an opportunity to be the more neutral ground for them, bring them together. Looking a little bit more at the community stakeholder, I would like to talk a little bit about some examples that we used in Sandusky County. And again, this was our process. It was a successful process, so I'd like to share it with you. And certainly it's not the only model, but I think it's one that you could consider. As I mentioned, the consortium that actually started before I began the job, it essentially became our steering committee. And it was formed of the CEOs of our hospitals. We had two acute care and one long-term care facility, and obviously our public health department, and we had a federally funded qualified health center, we had a mental health facility, and we also had a physician representative, which I also thought was a very important component of our steering committee. And they formed a collaborative group, which we called Health Partners 2000, and that was sort of the name that we used. And when I came on board, I was centered at the health department. Again, the health department really stepped up to the plate. Now, this was a project that was funded locally through the hospitals. All of the steering committee members were kicking funds into this project. And the health department kicked up a lot of in-kind contributions. They literally brought me in and gave me the space and the computers and just the physical location to be at that neutral spot of the health department, and I was the Health Partners 2000 coordinator. So we really did a lot to promote the name. We had a logo. We were very neutral in what we were trying to do and really encompassing the entire community. And that group really oversaw the process. They were very engaged. We had monthly meetings. We planned things out. They knew what the outline was. They were extremely involved in what was happening. In order to really get some of the, I would call really intense work done, we formed what was called the partner group. And we expanded our base a little bit to include folks from other healthcare organizations, social services, community-based organizations. I remember we had some Girl Scouts, Easter Seals, faith-based organizations. We had some law enforcement representatives, consumers, we had government officials, business leaders, and even youth. Now, this process was actually a year-long process, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but after we did our data collection and organized our data, this group really looked at the information, and they were the ones that really sat there and looked at what we had going on in the community and essentially helped determine the priorities. A very important group, and they did a lot of important work. And then finally, the planning team. As we continue to move in our process, this was another example. And at this point, this was a smaller group, but we really looked at who were our key community leaders, who were folks that were professionals and maybe had access to some of the community resources and service providers, because we knew at this point we'd identified some priorities and we really need to write some plans on how we could address that in our local community. So those are three ways where we involved at three different levels community stakeholders in our process. Health Partners 2000 had a collaborative mission, and it was to establish a network to promote health, prevent disease, improve healthcare delivery, and protect the environment in order to create a healthier community. And I really liked the mission and vision process that we went through as an organization and a community. And I think it was important because it really gets everybody's buy-in and everybody really understands the process that we're going through, and we're all looking for the same outcomes to improve health. And I think that was a very critical, important part of our process. The goals for our project included conducting a community health assessment to determine priority health needs, creating a community-wide commitment to improving overall health, and developing plans that would ultimately address identified health needs. So this was beyond just doing a community health assessment. I mean, Health Partners really came together, and that was the first important step in the process. But they knew that this was going to involve the community and really making a commitment, a long-term commitment, to really improving health and addressing what the priority needs were. So a little bit about our key components. First part is the data collection, and that's when they brought me in, and I was fortunate that I really enjoyed it and loved looking at the data. As I mentioned, we looked at resources. We at that time had a Northwest Ohio Health Planning Incorporated, which no longer exists, But at the time, we had a public health, they were actually a nonprofit but funded publicly. And they worked with a lot of the hospitals and, you know, health departments, and they had collected a lot of data. So we used them as a resource, certainly used, you know, any federal database, CDC, census data. And we literally went through our own records, birth data, our death certificates, and we pulled a lot of data, and a lot of this work was done by hand. And fortunately today, with the internet was just starting to happen when I was doing this, so I didn't have the fortunate to be able to pull the kind of data that's out there today. And I salivate at the county health rankings now, and I the things that are available to us are just fantastic, and part of me wishes that I could have had that then. Of course, my report would have been even larger, but that's here nor there. But I think we really have a lot of opportunity to pull from a lot of existing databases to help us look at what are the issues in our community. And it was important for us to be comparative. We looked at our county versus other counties in Northwest Ohio versus the national. And I think when you're presenting, especially to a community group, you need to really be able to say, okay, how do we compare in order to be able to really determine what our priorities are? And again, we have some great resources. So we began to establish our own database of these local, state, and national information. And when we did our data reporting, we actually organized it into what we called a data abstract, and we used tables and charts and graphs to be able to make it easier to understand the information. Another really big key component for us was the community perceptions, and at the time we were following the APEX protocol, and this was for excellence in public health, the assessment protocol for excellence in public health. I still remember what it means, and part of that was really talking about conducting surveys in your community to determine what people's perceptions were. We did this in two primary ways. We had a perception survey that we literally went all over our county. We went to grocery stores, the big Walmart, the county fair, anywhere where I could get in front of a group of people in our community and ask them, usually with an incentive, hey, can you fill out this survey? And we collected a lot of surveys through that, and it really gave us some good information. And then also we did a key informant survey that was a mailed survey to health professionals and other community leaders, so we could also see what their perceptions were of what was happening in our community. And as I mentioned earlier, the data abstract, we organized all that information into the data abstract, which is what our partner group then used to determine the community priorities. And again, our process that I mentioned a little bit earlier is just getting those key partners involved, recruiting them in the process, and they were the ones that really sat down and studied the data and the results. And I sort of felt like a little bit like a teacher. It was kind of fun. I just graduated with my master's, but I was able to stand up and, you know, explain maybe certain aspects of, you know, disease issues. And it was really a great time, and I think it was a really great group. We met on a monthly basis. It took us about a year to go through the process and all the data. A lot of the good discussion, I think that's very important. Really talking about your community, you know, understanding what's going on in your community, discussing what you're seeing on the ground, and just be able to get all those perspectives into the process. And then so based on the statistical data, what our surveys were and our group discussion, we identified a top 10 list of community priorities that we felt that we needed to address. So how do we address those? Well, we had a little bit different process. We wrote a report to the community that stated what our priorities were, and we did have some ideas that came out of it, and I'll be sharing those with you in a little bit about how to improve health in our community or some of the values and beliefs that we had about our community and its health. And what we began to do was we looked at our top few issues, and our planning group, if you will, actually began to write detailed plans around those issues, and one of them was substance abuse and the other was teen pregnancy. And ultimately what came out of that was we ended up being able to pull resources, get some grants, and even hire additional staff to actually move forward and begin to implement those plans. And it's great for me to be able to stand here today and say that I know that there are still several programs, especially going on in our schools today, in relation to teen pregnancy prevention that are still happening, and we have seen a reduction in teen pregnancy rate in our county. So I really feel it's really nice to be able to kind of see that work still going on and still happening. But as part of that process, we really need our community partners to make recommendations for addressing the needs and looking at what was available again. And you know, just continuing to engage the right stakeholders in the planning process. A lot of this is about buy-in. What do we need to do? Who do we need to have at the table when we're looking specifically at the issue of teen pregnancy? And we had a subgroup that we had that was just totally focused on that, and we would take key players from that group and bring them into the process. And then ultimately, as I mentioned, we were able to develop and implement a plan to begin to address some of those issues. So this is the part about the community beliefs, and I share this because I feel that what came out of our process was, again, a very collaborative-based process. I mean, we certainly had the hospitals were, you know, one of our greatest partners involved in this, not only putting up financial support, staff support when I needed it. They certainly helped spread the word. I was fortunate to be able to speak in front of all of the boards of our collaborative, and again, even at the board level, once again, that connection to the hospital boards, the public health board, again, very important function, be able to speak in front of them, and they were very engaged in our process. So some of the community beliefs included that prevention is the cornerstone to reducing disease, decreasing risk factors, and promoting optimal quality of health. And as we can see, coming from the public health perspective, is a very public health type of thinking there, but we definitely felt as a community that this was important and very lucky to have others engaged in that process. Community leaders have an important role in determining and shaping positive health behaviors, and we really, again, bringing them into the process, very important. An important component of planning is consensus development that includes all stakeholders in the community. And again, this idea that you really want to be able to reach your community, you want the community buy-in. And I want to pause for a minute here, too, and just back to my Board of Health kind of role. One of the things that I think is very critical, and we as public health folks that work in public health departments can turn to our boards to say, they are the link between what we're doing in delivering public health services and the community. And ultimately, the boards can be an important part of communicating what we're doing and also getting information from the community and bringing it back to us in public health services. And as we expand that to be able to reaching our other partners, hospital and other health care center partners, I think this again is even a bigger role that the boards can participate in. And again, board to board, as they can communicate with hospital board members and others in their community that they may know, I think it's just a really important part of the process, and I think it's just room for this to grow. And again, you know, sticking with the collaboration, you know, the health care partners coming together and consumers too, because we did get a lot of input from folks that represented different consumer groups. And I think it's important to really have a good handle on that in your community. And also, especially when you look at issues of health disparities, and I think that's one of the things that we at the Board of our National Association of Local Boards of Health are thinking about, how do we really begin to address disparities? And I think through this process, this is what we're going to be able to see, is once we're all collaborating and communicating and be able to address some of our disparities also. And any assessment process must be data-driven. Certainly believe in evidence-based strategies and looking at the data, but it also must be community-sensitive. And we really felt that perception process and getting the community input was is equally important to our community health assessment process. So I want to thank you for letting me share with you today, and we'll be happy to take questions at the end. So thank you. Thank you.